And now, Paul Meacham, Jr.
What posture should we take as we pray? Should we close or open our eyes? If there isn't a scripture, would we be adding to God's Word? Well, we talked about this a little bit, at least in principle, during the lesson today. It is very important that we do not add to the Word of God, also that we do not take away from it. Now, as far as I know, there is no place in the Bible any scripture that indicates that we must take a certain physical posture in order to pray to God acceptably. Rather, God is much more interested in the condition of our heart at the time that we pray to Him. Now, I turn my attention here to Luke chapter 13, where Jesus does a good deal of teaching regarding prayer, and some turn to this passage to indicate that a person must have a bowed head or closed eyes. It's the story of the Pharisee and the publican who go up to the temple to pray. The Pharisee is very proud of himself, and he says so. He's glad that he's not like other men, those who are murderers and extortioners and such. He says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. But the publican, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes, but smote upon his breast, saying, God be merciful to me, a sinner. Now, does this indicate that I must have my head bowed and my eyes closed? That it would be wrong for me to look up into the sky when I pray? Certainly not. Jesus was very clear as to what he was teaching, and if we continue our reading into verse 14. Jesus says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. It's very clear that one man went with a very proud and haughty heart, and Jesus said he would be rejected. The other man went with a very humble heart. This was seen in the words that he said, and also in his physical posture. Now, since the Bible does not say what physical posture we should take, laying down, kneeling, our eyes open or closed, we should not make that binding upon anyone else either. Now, when I pray, I choose to close my eyes. It helps me to not see the things around me in order to help me focus and concentrate my attention on communing with the Father through prayer, communicating to Him my desires, wishes, needs, and thanksgivings. This is something that is personal. This is my own opinion and my own choice, for it helps me in that prayer.